Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Fine Food Friday, August 21st. I'm Ray Graff. Today on the show, we are talking cookies with two bakers who have emerged during the COVID-19 pandemic and started a business of oversized, overstuffed, delicious-looking cookies. And I got to say, the website is driving me crazy. Cookie Therapy, ALB, is the place. Ashley Brown and Faye Jones are on the line to answer your baking questions. So many sad stories because of COVID and the pandemic. This is a sweet success story. We'll talk cookies. 800-348-2551 is the number if you have a question. 800-348-2551. Or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Ashley and Faye and your cookie calls coming up. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Food Friday, and on the line today we have two new bakers. After they lost their jobs when COVID-19 hit, Ashley Brown and Faye Jones channeled their creativity and love of baking into a new business selling mega-stuffed 6-ounce cookies on Instagram. Today their company, Cookie Therapy ALB, has 11,000 followers and is baking and selling more than 10,000 cookies a week. Oh, they look amazing. If you have a question about baking cookies or their unique recipes, give us a call. The number is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. And if you're on the line already, hang in there a few minutes. I want to talk to these two about their story, which is really amazing. And then we'll get into the baking and your questions. Once again, the number is 800-348-2551. Ashley Brown and Faye Jones, welcome to Food Friday.
Thank you.
So
hi there.
So great to have you here. Ordinarily, we do this show. Before the world ended, we would have people in the studio. They would bring food. We'd eat a little bit. We'd talk a little bit. We'd take a couple of calls. It went like that. And I got to say, I'm extremely disappointed that you didn't bring cookies in here, and we can't do it because the cookies look incredible. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, your story is amazing. I wish you could... both of you could just tell us how this came about. It's such a great success story.
Well, first, I just want to say you've got cookies coming your way, you know, so don't be too disappointed.
I'm not, you know, what you have done is incredible. So Ashley and Faye, tell us how this came about.
Faye, you want to go first? Yeah, Ash, you can take this one. Oh, okay. Awesome. So I've been a photographer for 13 years now, and my business was shut down as being non-essential during COVID, like so many other businesses.
Yeah.
And Faye was working with me in my photography business, and Faye had also lost her other full-time job that she had in financial marketing. Neither of us are people that can really sit still for very long, and we tend to... channel any stress and anxiety that we have into projects such as baking or starting new businesses. So kind of both of those things merged together right at the when COVID really started becoming more prevalent, kind of right at the beginning of March. I had noticed that cookies were kind of the new thing, kind of like how cupcakes were, you know, back 10 years ago or so. It was kind of becoming a really hot food product in other areas of the country. So we decided to kind of start try our hand at making some on our own. We tried out a couple recipes. I had posted them on my own personal Instagram page. People were really interested. We had a captive audience of people that were sitting at home looking for comfort food. And we decided maybe this is something we could do to pass the time during COVID, and fast forward 5 months later, and it's now a full-fledged business.
It's amazing. I mean, many businesses will never reopen, and here you two have started a new business that is taking off. And do either of you have any background in baking?
We actually both started, our first jobs were both at bakeries.
Mm.
And I have baked, off and on for years, selling, cupcakes and little things for parties. I think it's just a passion that both of us have had.
Well, the cookies themselves, the recipes themselves are astounding. And we might as well talk about them for a few minutes before our break, and then we'll hit the phones. The number here is 800-348-2551. We're talking with Ashley Brown and Faye Jones of Cookie Therapy ALB. One more question about your business model. You're only doing this via Instagram?
Well, we started off doing it just through Instagram. Now we have a website, and all of our ordering is done online through our website. Yeah. But we still really consider ourselves a very social media-driven business. Our business was born on Instagram, and, you know, it pretty much thrives on Instagram. We always post our flavors, and anything that's coming up and new goes on Instagram and Facebook first. So really, I would say the majority of our business is operated on social media. We try to be really active on there, try to engage with our followers as much as we can. So yeah, I would say, you know, we do have our website. And like I said, everything is sold from there. But really, you know, Cookie Therapy is a social media business through and through.
Now, be honest with me. Well, you don't have to be honest, but a lot of these recipes, you two had a couple of cocktails and then said, oh, yeah, this will be a great idea, right?
Honestly, yes. No, I am, you know, Ashley and I basically talk 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And the flavors are, you know, can happen after a couple glasses of wine or after a stressful day, or I'll wake up at 1 a.m. and I'll text her that we need to stuff a donut in a cookie. So, you know, really, we're just always thinking of stuff. Ashley, you know, is always kind of looking at, you know, other company flavors like ice cream flavors and things like that. So, you know, we're just always inspired
to do these flavors. Anybody who has listened to this show over the years knows I have like a mega sweet tooth. And so I about cried when I looked at your menu online. First of all, how do you stuff a cookie that much and still make it a coherent cookie?
Well, that's definitely part of the challenge here is we've had some things that we've tried that really don't translate well in cookies, like cereal. Cereal is one thing that people have asked for, and it just doesn't work well in cookies. So a lot of it's trial and error, but, you know, I guess our motto is really, we'll try anything. So if, you know, we've really anything that we feel like can be stuffed in a cookie, whether it's a softer ingredient like apple pie filling or something sturdy like a cannoli, you know, we'll give it a try and see if we can translate it into not just stuffing the cookie, but an all-over recipe that works and kind of just takes something like a piece of pumpkin cheesecake, but makes it that much cooler because it's also in 6 ounces of cookie dough.
Well, there you go. Let's start with the pumpkin cheesecake because that is I've never seen that in a cookie before. Explain that one.
That's all Faye. Faye's our food genius here.
How'd you come up with that, Faye?
I love cheesecake, and I'm actually super inspired by this company out here in Albany that's called Cheesecake Machismo, and we're actually going to collaborate with them soon, but I'm always inspired by the flavors that they do with their cheesecake, and they have a pumpkin cheesecake that's to die for. So I thought, well, we can stuff pumpkin cheesecake into a pumpkin cookie. So we, you know, on Mondays, I just sort of play with the recipes, and you know, we'll dump a little bit of pumpkin, some pumpkin pie spices, and see kind of how it comes out. And that's really kind of how that cookie was born.
Yeah, I think you're both geniuses. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551 is the number. Ashley Brown and Faye Jones from Cookie Therapy ALB with us today. We'll get to your calls, and we'll talk about things like brownie Oreo sundae cookies and salty PB pretzel cookie. Oh, I wish they were here. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. It's Vox Pop Food Friday. Ray Graff with you at 800-348-2551. Joined today by Faye Jones and Ashley Brown of Cookie Therapy ALB. And Janet and Troy, hang in there. You will be first. I promise. Only a minute to go, and then we'll get to your call. Listen, the PB s'mores. Please describe this in detail for me while I salivate.
So PB s'mores is our – we have kind of a classic s'more recipe. that's just loaded with graham crackers and milk chocolate chips and, of course, marshmallows. And basically with this one, we added some crushed peanut butter cups, and then we stuffed a full-size peanut butter cup inside. We drizzle it with chocolate. Well, actually, it has a large marshmallow put on top before it's baked also. And then we drizzle that with chocolate and top it with some peanut butter cups. So it is absolutely one of my favorite cookies we do.
I don't think I can go on, honestly. No, how do you ship something like that, though?
So shipping definitely was something that, we did very quickly. We were on the Tamron Hall show on ABC very quickly into when Cookie Therapy was born. So we had some national interest. So we decided we really got to get this figured out quickly.
Yeah.
We've worked pretty closely with FedEx. They've been awesome in helping us. It was a challenge during COVID because a lot of shipping was delayed. So we ship all of our cookies FedEx today. That way they get everywhere quickly and we fly them all around the country. But in general, it was tough for a couple of those really hot weeks during the summer, but they're, because of their size, pretty sturdy. They don't tend to break up or melt too much. We've had to tweak a couple recipes here and there, but in general, they ship really, really nicely. And we've, our cookies, Our initial count right when we started shipping was we shipped to 34 different states, but I assume we've got to be getting close to 50 here.
That's amazing. I have a prediction that based on what I have seen, that this will jump exponentially for quite some time. So my question for both of you is, how do you intend, if this thing explodes and you go from 10,000 cookies a week to 100,000 cookies a week, how do you keep the quality up and how do you stay so extravagant in your recipes?
We firmly believe in right-sizing this business and not allowing it to get so big that we lose that control.
Yeah.
We've turned away a lot of orders, and our cookies do sell out every week.
Yeah.
We only allow ourselves to take enough, where we can really look it over right now. And we'll probably continue capping those orders and allowing ourselves to take on some of the corporate orders that we can do out of our secondary location.
Well, I applaud you both. It's an amazing website. The cookies look amazing. It's a great business model. Ashley Brown and Faye Jones are here from Cookie Therapy ALB, and we've waited long enough. Let's get to the phones. Mm-hmm. 800-348-2551. Janet, you've been very patient, and Troy, you're on.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a convection oven, and when I put in, say, 350 degrees, it will automatically reduce it by 25 degrees. So sometimes I have good success with my cookies. Other times it feels like that's not high enough. And I just would like a little bit of advice. Am I just better off using it as a standard oven and forgetting about the convection? Do I change the time that the cookie is in the oven if it's convection, especially if it's reduced by 25 degrees? What's your advice?
So we actually bake out of a convection oven, and it was kind of a learning curve for us. We have our temperature reduced anyway with that because you can tend to over-brown the cookies in those types of ovens. But we definitely will leave cookies in for a longer time. So some of our cookies, which pretty much all have the same base recipe, some of them will take, 10 minutes and they're done, and others take about 18. So I would really play with the time more than I would play with the temperature.
So keep it at, if a regular recipe says 350 and your convection oven kicks it down to 325, keep it at the 325,
I would actually increase it to, account for that 25, temperature loss there. But I would keep it, I wouldn't go any higher than that with it. And then I would keep it in longer, your time longer.
Oh. Mm. Okay. All right. That helps. Thank you.
Thanks, Janet. We appreciate it. Ashley Brown and Faye Jones. How long did it take you both? Now, I know you both have been baking a long time, but how long did it take to get the drill down where you weren't burning batches or you weren't having to throw away or give away stuff that wasn't quite there?
Can we toot our own horns here? Because I feel like we picked that up pretty quick.
Really?
Yeah, we did. It took us a little bit to get used to when it was just Faye and I in the kitchen. You know, neither of us had ever baked in convection ovens and baked in a commercial kitchen. So it did take a little bit to figure out, you know, the recipe that we started with at home made 6 cookies. So how to upsize that to be, you know, a batch of 60 or 70 cookies. So took a little bit of time, but, you know, like Faye said, I think we caught on pretty quickly. And fortunately now we have a really great team that includes, you know, an executive chef and some great people that have really helped us to nail all of those particulars when it comes to, you know, baking in large scale.
You know, baking can be a very challenging thing. Believe it or not, I talk about this with some of my daughters who like to bake very often. I say, you know, first of all, I'm awful in the kitchen, so I don't really, I only speak from this show and what I've learned. But basically, what I have learned is you got to follow those instructions and the ingredients exactly, because it's very science-like when you're baking.
Yeah.
And yet what I see you have done, things like Mexican hot chocolate, banana cake, things like that, There's a fair amount of experimentation, so there has to be some hit and miss there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there definitely is. So basically each of our recipes, we have to adjust the flour based on the amount of a liquid type ingredient that goes in. So whether it's, you know, a canned pumpkin or, you know, a red food coloring or an apple juice, we have to just adjust our flour based on that. And that took us some time to kind of work out those kinks, because, you know, the math is really neither one of our strong points, and everything we do is by weight, because we're making such huge batches that literally everything is weighed out. So that was definitely an adjustment.
Well, now you have a big staff and you have an executive chef and everything else. So you sit back in your corner office with your feet up and things are really, really good for you both now, right?
Right.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551. Frank in Clifton Park. Frank.
How are you?
Good.
I've got a question for both Ashley and Faye. I've been a follower pretty much since day one, and the questions I have are, one, what's next for Cookie Therapy in terms of growth? And two, and I think most importantly, I've seen you push the envelope week after week with flavors and combinations and, you know, polls and favorites from all the other loyal followers. Do you think you've hit the limits, or do you think that you can come up with even more combinations and even more extravagant flavors and, you know, keep this thing where everybody's guessing?
Frank, are you a shareholder?
I am not.
Okay. All right, Ashley and Faye, go ahead.
That's a good idea, though. We should have shareholders. I would say, as far as what's next for Cookie Therapy, you know, we definitely want to keep growing. Like Faye said, we've tried to right size this business, and we'd like to really start focusing on corporate gifting. Faye has a pretty extensive background in corporate gifting, and cookies are really universally loved, and they're a great price point and, you know, just a good idea for corporate gifts and events and things like that. So that's kind of a direction that we're really trying to move into, and just to keep, you know, keep our local market, keep expanding as much as we can nationally, especially now that the hot weather will be dying down soon. It'll be easier to ship to, you know, really anywhere. So I would say, as far as our growth, that's probably what we're looking at. And as far as the flavors and things, say that's kind of your area of expertise.
I will say, as far as that goes, I've got another 10 pages of stuff we have not tried.
Really?
So we are not running out of new flavors anytime soon. What we've actually kind of been doing is adding in, you know, the favorite flavors that people really beg for every week. And then we add, you know, 3 or 4 new flavors in each week. So we could probably go on for another 6 months this way.
Frank, how did you find these two?
You know, I went on Facebook and I'm sorry, not Facebook, Instagram. And, you know, people started posting these pictures of these cookies and I'm looking, and I'm not, you know, I'm not a baker either. I don't know much about this, but I love to eat. And, you know, we've all had, you know, the regular Chips Ahoy and all those cookies and everything. And I thought this would be a nice little twist to a cookie when I started seeing these flavors. So I hopped on and I was able to get a box pretty much Took me 6-7 tries to get a box right in the beginning there. They would sell out within seconds.
Wow.
And then, you know, as I start, literally within seconds, you couldn't get on it. So then when I started to follow them more, I start looking at these things and I'm like, how, you know, to come up with these flavors, the creativity is unbelievable. Mm. So, you know, I wish them the best of luck and to watch these flavors constantly change and you're always pushing the envelope. I love to see it.
Well, Frank, thank you very much. Ashley and Faye, you want to comment on that?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And we have found, surprisingly, when we recently kind of went through our customer list and we have quite a few people who have ordered pretty much every single week from the beginning, which was something that we weren't really sure if we would see because it is such an indulgent product. But we have a lot of customers who really come back every single week. People that you know, we've met in other walks of life and people that have just found us online. So that's why we really try to be as creative as we can so that, you know, we can keep those people happy and get them new flavors and new things all the time.
We are talking today with Ashley Brown and Faye Jones of Cookie Therapy ALB. The number to call if you have a question about baking or cookies or sweet stuff, 800-348-2551. What's the most popular cookie you have come up with and sold since the beginning?
So it kind of was changing for a bit, but I would say Cake by the Ocean has been the solid favorite for the last probably, month, Ashley?
Yeah,
it was your birthday.
Yeah.
I mean, we have people buy full boxes of that almost every week.
Cake by the Ocean, but I don't see that on your menu.
So it's not on this week's list. It will be back next week for my birthday.
Oh, nice.
And we will be introducing chocolate Cake by the Ocean also.
Well,
But yeah, it is.
What is it?
So it is our traditional recipe, but there's actually cake mix in it, so it has that very vanilla, you know, creamy taste. Mm-hmm. With white chocolate chips. It's stuffed with frosting, like lots of frosting.
Yeah.
And then it has a thick white chocolate layer on top with sprinkles. So it's just a simple, delicious cookie.
And no sea salt on that. I thought that would be on your the ocean motif there. No. What is the daily dose, or is it the daily dose? I can't tell. What is that one?
The daily dose is those are three cookies that are available all the time. Once you know we started growing and people you know started wanting to order on a regular basis, we wanted to have something that was available 24/7. Also, really good. The daily dose is super popular for gifts and things like that. It's basically three of our more traditional cookies are kind of our popular flavors. Our Lulu, which is very similar to Cake by the Ocean. It's animal crackers, white chocolate, and sprinkles. Our version of just a loaded or a really heavy chocolate chip recipe. And then a loaded peanut butter, which is all sorts of peanut butter, milk chocolate, and stuffed with peanut butter. So that's available all the time on our website. It's a good entry level box of cookies for people to kind of try us out before they may try the more over the top flavors.
Good heavens! All right, let's go back to the phones. This sounds amazing, and I got to say, did you take the pictures, Ashley?
I do. Yeah, that's the benefit to my other career is I'm obviously a photographer, so that certainly helps. And I do a lot of branding, you know, photography for small businesses. So we've put a heavy emphasis on really, getting our images on point.
And, you know, there is a real art and a real knack for taking food pictures. Having done this show all these years, you see a lot of cookbooks, and you have done magnificently well. Let's go back to the phones, 800-348-2551. Juliana in Charlton, you're on.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
So we have honeybees, and I have a lot of honey at home, and I'm wondering if there's a substitution for sugar in recipes and using honey instead of sugar, because I've experimented with it and so far I've not been very successful.
Yeah, honey is a tough one because it obviously is so liquidy. I don't know that we've ever used honey as a substitute. I know that we've added honey. We did have a recipe that we did for a while that was honey, pistachios, honey, and fig. And that one we had to it was really good. It was really good with the honey. But I know that we had to really tweak and add more of those, the dry, like the flour to that recipe. And it still had our normal amount of sugar in it. So that is a really good question. Faye may have, you know, some thoughts on that. But as far as fully substituting sugar for honey, that's not something that we've tried. But if you figure it out, let us know, because we love to use local honey.
Okay.
All right.
Would it make sense to increase the flour and like all the dry ingredients, or decrease the liquid?
Faye, what do you think?
So it depends kind of what you're baking. So I use honey to bake brownies.
Okay.
I will omit sugar and use honey because it's going to be that fudgy, you know, texture. Cookies, I have never had good luck omitting the sugar and in lieu of honey. So I would say if you're going to use honey, use it in a cookie more as like an addition to the sugar.
Yeah.
And I would definitely increase the flour on that.
Yeah, I would agree with Faye with that. It's unfortunately, I think most cookie recipes, you really do need kind of those base ingredients. But we had really good luck when we did add honey to that particular cookie recipe, but it was an addition. It was more just something to give that depth of flavor versus totally replacing that sugar element.
All right.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you
very much.
We are joined today by Faye Jones and Ashley Brown of Cookie Therapy ALB. We'll take a quick break here, and then we'll check the email and get back to the phones. 800-348-2551 is the number, 1-800-348-2551. Vox Pop Food Friday. Ray Graff with you at 800-348-2551. Cookie Therapy ALB. Ashley Brown and Faye Jones with us today. And what a great website. My heavens. Please explain to me the Mexican hot chocolate cookie.
So our Mexican hot chocolate cookie is something that was one that I actually came up with. And I'm a big fan of spice with chocolate. I think it's a great combo.
Agreed.
So basically it's a cocoa base with cayenne, cinnamon, and marshmallow. And it's got a nice kick to it. It's not overly spicy, but it kind of has that kick at the end. But we recently actually, it's on the lineup for this week, and we started as of this week incorporating some local chocolate from Primo Botanica, which is in Troy. It's all ethically sourced chocolate, and that's something that we really try to do is look at our recipes and see what kind of local ingredients can we bring into them, especially things like that where you know, this company makes sure that you know, their cocoa and their sugar is ethically sourced and is you know, regenerative, you know, for the environment.
Yeah.
So we're really trying to make sure that we, you know, we've had a lot of collabs like that with some other local companies. So it's Peruvian chocolate. So we're really excited to see how that kind of kicks up that Mexican hot chocolate a little bit.
Nice. Ashley Brown and Faye Jones joined us today from Cookie Therapy ALB. One email here, and I got to say, John and Liberty, who wrote this, thinking along the same lines I was thinking. And then we differ. He writes, do you ever use savory ingredients? I'm with him on that. But then he says, for example, crispy kale. That is where we differ. But yeah. do you ever use savory ingredients when you make cookies?
So we've done bacon. Yeah, we've done bacon. You know, a lot of our cookies have salt like added on top.
Yeah.
We actually have a sweet potato pie cookie that's going to be coming up. So we are kind of leaning towards some a bit more savory for fall and winter.
Yeah.
But I don't know how savory we will really get. Kale is definitely not going to be an ingredient, only, you know, because these are.
Yeah, I got to be honest. If I saw kale, crispy kale in any of your cookies, I would have closed the website almost immediately. But thankfully, that did. Also, John writes, what is the cookie that looks like a big slice of spumoni on your website?
Spumoni? I'm not sure if I know what spumoni is.
It's like an Italian multicolor ice cream.
Oh, that's our pride cookie. That's actually based off of an Italian rainbow cookie with that kind of almond extract and raspberry filling.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's a really popular one. That's in this week's lineup.
Well, before we get back to the phones at 800-348-2551, you both are new on this show. And I ask this to just about every chef and cookbook author and baker who ever comes on. What's the one thing you tried where you said, we are ditching this and never doing it again?
Oh, I would say the mango chili cookie.
How could you fail with that?
I had such high hopes. And you know what it was? I think a texture thing. I think mango and chili is beautiful in chocolate.
Yeah.
As soon as you added that cookie texture, it was not a great combination, in my opinion. I think that's one I'll probably likely never do.
Have you used any chutney?
We have not.
Yeah.
Ashley would recommend that.
Yeah, no, I it wasn't my favorite either. I think that was, in theory, like on paper, it was a great one. The other one was really cereal. Like people love cereal, I think, in any sort of desserts, like Fruity Pebbles and Lucky Charms and things like that. And we tried that, and cereal just unfortunately loses a lot of its crunch, you know, when it's baked again. So maybe one day we'll be able to nail that a little bit more. But it's great on top of donuts and things, but in cookies, once it's being baked again, it didn't translate well. So we kind of shelved the cereal thing for now.
Makes sense. Ashley Brown and Faye Jones join us today from Cookie Therapy ALB. The number is 800-348-2551 on this Food Friday. Nancy in Rhinebeck. Nancy, you're on. Oh, you got to turn your radio down, Nancy, old pal. Oh, boy. See, I should say this every time. I figure everybody knows by now. There's a big delay. By the time it reaches your radio at home, we have already been chatting for some time. So, Nancy, if you're getting this message, turn your radio down and then come back to us. Are you there, Nancy? Nancy's passed on. All right. Well, Nancy, give us a call back then. The number is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. So we talked about this at the beginning of the show, and one of our callers mentioned this. Just how big can Cookie Therapy ALB get before you go out of your minds?
Well, the limit does not exist. No, we're already out of our minds.
All right, fair enough.
And we have three commercial kitchens at our disposal. So really, we could get very, very, very large. And again, we've already lost our minds.
Yes.
So.
But again, it also comes down to you know, you're so creative and the cookies look so amazing and there are so many diverse ingredients. Eventually, if you get too big, that has to be pared down, right? Just simple economics.
I would say somewhat. Yeah. Faye, what would you say?
We've kind of, like I said, we've been right-sizing it so that we can keep those elements. And if we were to add on, you know, additional kitchens, we've already kind of priced out with our suppliers those ingredients to keep the levels where we're at.
Give me a
I don't think we'd really lose a lot of that creativity if we did scale up.
Give me a timeline here. This was in your minds prior to the COVID pandemic, or did this start after everybody was locked down?
It was more or less before COVID. It was more like January, February. We're just anxious people by nature, just type A's, you know, to the max. So we were kind of just in places in our lives where where we were baking a lot. It kind of started with bread and just all sorts of different things. And both of us, you know, had talked to our therapist about it and about how it was kind of a diversion tactic, but a good one. So that's kind of where the name Cookie Therapy came from. It was therapy for both of us. But it was shortly after that COVID hit. And we realized that, you know, maybe we can start monetizing this obsessive baking that we were doing.
Ashley, are you surprised it's been so successful?
I would say yes to an extent. But, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, I think that Faye and I are super creative people and we're really good at thinking on our feet. And both of us we just consider ourselves born entrepreneurs. Like it's something that we love. Business is something that we love. So knowing how much, you know, blood, sweat, and tears we've put into this and really, you know, pulling from all of our entrepreneurial experience before, I'm somewhat not surprised, but the speed at which this took off and really just the following that we've gathered in a short amount of time, that definitely took us by surprise.
It's very impressive. Let's go to Karen in Amherst. Karen, you're on.
Yeah, hi. I wasn't listening to the beginning of the show, but I often try and substitute maple syrup in my cooking, and I didn't know how that would fare in cookies.
So we actually use maple syrup in a few of our cookies, and basically I will always adjust my flour level to it. So say our batches are quite large. They produce about 76-ounce cookies. So if I'm using, you know, a quarter cup of maple syrup in that, I'll adjust, you know, our flour by, you know, 5 or 10 grams to that batch.
Right. And similarly to honey, I would say we use maple syrup, honey, things like that. We don't use them as substitutes. We still use our normal white sugar and brown sugar just because mm-hmm. we find it works best to have that in cookies. We tend to use those flavors as more like flavor additives versus completely subbing out. We've done the honey and maple syrup subs in other baked goods, but not so much with our cookies. But we like the flavor that it brings, so we'll use it as an addition.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. It's a fun topic. Thank you.
Karen, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Ashley Brown and Faye Jones from Cookie Therapy ALB join us today. The number is 800-348-2551 if you want to get a quick question in here. I'm surprised. Usually on this program, there will be at least one caller that says, you know, do you do gluten-free offerings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll just do that now.
We do.
You do?
Yes,
we do.
We do.
Has that given you a special set of challenges in getting the consistency and everything else right?
We actually lucked out with that. We use a one-for-one Bob's Red Mill flour, and we didn't have to make any adjustments.
Really?
We really lucked out with that. And we actually we partnered with the people who own the commercial kitchen, and they happen to be gluten-free. And so we used them as our test guinea pigs, and you know, they loved them. So we really lucked out with that.
That's very interesting. Now, the salty PB and pretzel, that caught my eye almost immediately. Give us the ingredients on that. I'm guessing it's got salt and peanut butter and pretzel, but what else?
Yeah, so the salty PB pretzel, that's another popular one. Anything that really incorporates that salt and sweet, flavor profiles are really popular. It's chocolate, peanut butter chips, pretzels. It's stuffed with peanut butter. And then on top, we drizzle it with chocolate and peanut butter and sea salt. So it's a really fun, it's one of those great combos. And it's got Nutella in it as well.
Oh, is it
really? Nutella is another super popular flavor too. So it kind of incorporates all those fun flavors.
Now, when you were developing these cookies and sort of this is what it will look like, did you really decide to go for a quarter pound cookie? I mean, they're enormous. They're bigger than a quarter. They're a third of a pound, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And by the time that they're stuffed and
drizzled, they're even bigger than that.
Why? I mean, doesn't that present some baking challenge when it's that big?
We really haven't run into any since the very beginning. I mean, that's kind of the recipe that we started with, was to produce a 6-ounce cookie. And so we haven't really had many challenges with the size of it. I think we run into more of the challenges where when we do like our ice cream sandwiches and stuff, they're enormous. They're made to be shared, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's where any challenge comes from.
No, how do you ship an ice cream sandwich?
So it's two cookies stuffed with ice cream, and we sell them at our pickups and at our pop-ups.
We don't ship them.
Okay, fair.
Those are local only. Yeah.
Well, that's very interesting.
That's just local. And as far as the size of the cookies goes, you know, the size allows us to be more creative with the mix-ins and how to stuff them. But really, we do promote them as a shareable cookie. A lot of times people will cut them into quarters and do kind of like a cookie tasting board to do with their family. Or if they're like us or me in particular, I'll cut them up and put them in the freezer and have kind of a quarter every night. So I think the size really lends itself well to sharing. So that's I think kind of why we've stuck with those big cookies.
You know, for some of us, just having a quarter never seems to work out. I can cut it into a quarter, but I'll eat the whole thing anyway, right?
Yeah. That happens to us sometimes. That's why I like to freeze them. If they're frozen, they're a little chewier, it slows you down.
Faye, you're the one who does a large portion of the coming up with new stuff. What's on the menu in the future for you guys?
Oh my gosh, we have a ton of them. We've got, you know, a bunch of variations on Oreo cookies because people really seem to like that. So like this week we have a red velvet Oreo. You know, we're going to do kind of a pumpkin golden Oreo. We've got a lot of those fall flavors, the sweet potato pie. You know, we're going to bring back apple pie with a little bit of a twist, kind of try to do like an apple pie a la mode flavor. You know, just kind of just they kind of come to you each week. The brownie seems to be a hit. So we're stuffing brownies in as many cookies right now as we can. And we're actually going to do a cookie inception that has, so it's going to be a chocolate cookie with a chocolate chip cookie ball stuffed inside and then a brownie stuffed inside.
Oh,
that.
Oh, my heaven. That's not even fair. All right. Good for you. All right. Now, here's my idea. Now, usually I like to give an idea for a recipe to some poor chef, and then they say, oh, that's a great idea. Then they ignore it. So you can feel free to do that. So you make your apple pie cookie, right? And in my house, we always had a piece of cheddar on it.
Yes,
so, I heard of that.
So put some cheese in that.
I've never had that.
Yeah. And then, you know,
that might be interesting, putting a, you know, a nice sharp piece of cheddar cheese from, you know, local.
Yeah.
Stick it under the broiler.
Oh, baby. All right. One more call here and then we'll wrap it up. Patty and Otis. Patty, you're on.
Hey, Ray.
Hey.
So I'm calling to talk about kale and chocolate chip cookies.
Uh-oh.
And you know me.
Yes.
You know I'm a big Mets fan. You know you can trust me, right?
Yes, yes.
You have to trust me that it actually, kale in a chocolate chip cookie is actually amazing.
Really?
You have to trust me on this. Now, the trick is, don't use like regular curly kale. You have to use that lacinato kale, which is like kind of sweeter and less tough. Mm-hmm. And you cut it up into really thin ribbons. You mix it into the batter. I've served it to people without telling them, and they're like, these are amazing. And I'm like, it's kale.
So, Patty, were you just trying to get rid of all the kale?
No, you know you can trust me, Ray. It's really good. I know it sounds crazy, but it's good.
All right. Well, I Ashley and Faye, I will tell you that I know Patty, and in fact, I can trust her, but I don't think I could eat kale in a cookie.
You never know, though. I mean, I've done the black bean brownies before, which sound really gross, but
I love
they
those. Yeah,
are really good. So sometimes an ingredient will surprise you.
I don't know if I can like promote a book, but I got the recipe from a book called 50 Shades of Kale.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, you know, it was all about kale, but right. The cookies are amazing.
Well, Patty,
well,
you know what?
If we try some, we'll definitely name them the Patty.
All right. Well, you know what, Patty, thanks a lot. We'll wrap it up there. Ashley Brown and Faye Jones, aside from Instagram, how do we find Cookie Therapy online?
So it's just Cookie Therapy, ALB, like Albany.com. We're also on Facebook under Cookie Therapy, ALB, and on Instagram. And some of our younger college-aged girls that work with us also have us on TikTok. So you can find us there on Cookie Therapy, ALB, too.
You're on the TikTok, well, until it gets banned.
Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah, I know.
Well, thank you both.
Faye and I have never posted on there, but they've come up with some fun little.
We're going to start now.
Yeah, now that our college girl went back, we're going to start.
Well, I got to say, you two are a fantastic success story, and thank you so much
for being here.
Next time you're here, you bring the cookies, and we'll have some fun. Thanks to Ashley
Absolutely.
Brown and Faye Jones of Cookie Therapy ALB for being here. Support comes from Berkshire Food Co-op in downtown Great Barrington, a grocery store with a mission to provide clean whole foods to all friends and neighbors. Everyone is welcome. Berkshire.coop. Henry's at the Farm Restaurant at Buttermilk Falls, Milton, offering reservation-only Hudson Valley dining on Buttermilk's tented patio, preparing summer picnics and takeout as well. ButtermilkFallsIn.com/Henry's. Cafe Capriccio, Albany, New York. The Rua family, serving Albany since 1982, organizing tours to Italy. CafeCapriccio.com for information. And Troy Waterfront Farmers Market at Troy's Riverfront Park, now offering fresh prepared foods to go. Saturdays, 8:30 to 2, taking orders online for Sunday pickups. TroyMarket.org. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Charlene Knight took the calls. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow's Saturday. Monday, we'll do a Medical Monday. In the meantime, have a lovely weekend. Stand by for the best of our knowledge.